Okay, Tov. But Tov. There's a man came to the Beit Din in Tel Aviv, wants to marry, he happens to be a Kohen, he wants to marry a Bat Nochri. So it's a machloke whether he's allowed to or not. Turns out the guy is a Persian Kohen, but he never practiced Kehunah in his life. So the Beit Din in Tel Aviv asked Rav Avadia, what do we do? So Rav Avadia told them, they gave him this option and he agreed with it, that there's this rumor going around that everybody knows that in Iran, when a person would get sick and he would get better, as a hodah l'Hashem, he used to be noder kehuna. He would become a kohen for a year long. He would do nisiyat kapayim, get rishon, do everything that a kohen does. And so too, the people who are chashuv in the community also, hey, I'm a very chashuv guy, I'm going to become a kohen of the community. So you would be a kohen and do nisiyat kapayim and everything else. This guy's family, safek gadol, if he's really a kohen. He never came to shul. Even on Yom Kippur, they never did nisiyat kapayim. He has nothing to be machzik him as a Kohen. So Rav Avadia said, first of all, marrying a Bat Nochri is a machloket Rishonim. Second of all, he might not be a Kohen. Safik Seveka Mutar. When the Persian rabbis heard of this, they were extremely enraged. What are you talking about? We never heard of such a thing. We lived in Iran. So Rav Eliyahu Bachshi Doron wrote an article which became a Teshuvah. Rav Eliyahu Bachshi Doron was the Persian chief rabbi after Rav Avadia. So he writes, first of all, I have a letter from seven of the Persian Rabbanim leaders, Manhike Hador, who came from Iran to other communities over the world, all over the world. This thing never happened. And I also, by the way, asked Rav Avadia, this is only about people who aren't religious. People who are religious have a Chezkat Kehunah and they're fine. So that's not a problem for them. And he says, by the way, it's not really our problem only. It exists all over the world. If you look through all the Teshuvot of the Galuyot of Klal Yisrael, people who were thrown from kli to kli, from every galut, from the Inquisition to Crusades, this happened all over the world. And it doesn't just exist by Persian Kohanim, so it's not kedai to start poking holes in the Persian world when they exist much, much more, you know, hemorrhagically by the Ashkenazim. So Rav Tzion Bo'aran is a senior dayan in Yerushalayim. He paskins like Rav Avadia Legamre. He's make like Rav Avadia Matir Kohanim. And Rav Eliyahu Ben Chaim, whenever he gets a kehuna shaila, he just sends it to someone else. He doesn't want to get involved. Have a great day.
It's true. You were.